Then read he me how Samson lost his hairs. Sleeping, his lemon cut them with her shears. Through which treason lost he both his eyes. Then read he me, if that I shall not lie, of Hercules, and of his Dionaea, that caused him to set himself afire. Nothing forgot he the sorrow and the woe that Socrates had with his wives too. How Xantippe cast piss upon his head. This silly man sat still, as he were dead. He wiped his head, no more durst he sain, but ere that thunder stints, there comes a rain. Of Pasiphae, that was the queen of Crete. For shrewedness him thought the tale sweet. Fie, speak no more. It is a grisly thing, of her horrible lust and her liking, of Clytemnestra for her lechery, that falsely made her husband for to die. He read it with full good devotion. He told me eke for what occasion Amphiorax at Thebes lost his life. My husband had a legend of his wife, Eriphyle, that for an ouch of gold, as privily unto the Greeks told, where that her husband hid him in a place, for which he had at Thebes sorry grace. Of Livia, told he me, and of Lucy, they both made their husbands for to die, that one for love, that other was for hate. Livia, her husband, on an evening late, empoisoned has, for that she was his foe. Lucia, Licorice, loved her husband so, that for he should always upon her think, she gave him such a manner love-drink, that he was dead ere it were by the morrow, and thus all Gates' husbands have sorrow. Then told he me how that one Latumius complained unto his fellow Arius, that in his garden growed such a tree, on which he said how that his wives three hanged themselves for hearts despotous. "Oh, leave a brother," quod this Arius, "give me a plant of thilke blessed tree, and in my garden planted shall it be." Of later date of wives had he read, that some had slain their husbands in their bed, and let their lecher dight them all the night, while that the corpse lay on the floor upright, and some have driven nails into their brain, while that they slept, and thus they have them slain. Some have them given poison in their drink. He spoke more harm than heart may bethink. And therewithal he knew of more proverbs than in this world there grow in grass or herbs. "Bet is," quod he, "thine habitation, be with a lion or a foul dragon, than with a woman using for to chide. Bet is," quod he, "high in the roof abide, than with an angry wife down in the house. They be so wicked and contrarious, they hate what their husbands love and nay." He said, "A woman casts her shame away when she casts off her smock, and furthermore, a fair woman, but she be chaste also, is like a gold ring in a sow's nose.